interactions with kahunas, yogis, and other powerful individuals, and the world of spirituality and alternative healing. And now, Hay House is proud to present Dr. Wayne Dyer in Secrets of Your Own Healing Power.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I was upstairs this morning reading USA Today. I don't know if any of you saw the Tuesday edition of USA Today, where the lady whose daughter has been in a coma for 30 years. Did any of you see that? How she has cared for her in an unconditional, loving way is a story that I wrote a book about 4 or 5 years ago called A Promise is a Promise. 30 years ago, this woman, Kay O'Bara, was speaking to her daughter in the hospital as she was slipping into a diabetic coma. And she said to her daughter, looked at her and said, "You won't leave me, will you, Mommy?" And her mother said, "I would never leave you, I promise. And a promise is a promise." And 30 years later, she has been caring for her daughter, who is not on life support. Every 2 hours, she has to be fed. And every 4 hours, she has to have an injection of insulin. She's never slept in a bed. She's never bought herself any clothes or even been to a movie. And when I saw that story 5 years ago, I decided that I would make contact with her and write her story. And when I appeared with her on Oprah Winfrey a couple of years ago, Oprah said to her, "Why do you do this?" Because it's been going on for 30 years now. She said, "I do it because God asked me to do it. And God never asks you to do any more than you can handle." And the show was about people who had been in comas for a long period of time. And all of them had been on the show and were complaining and talking about how difficult it was and what a struggle it was and what a burden it was to have someone that you had to care for who was in such a state. And when Oprah asked her, she said, "It's not a burden, it's my honor to serve my daughter and to serve God in this way." And in a deep meditation a couple of years later, I wrote I asked what I could do to help them to get out of the debt that they had amassed. And I wrote a book in 2 weeks telling her story called A Promise is a Promise. And now I think Oprah is going to do a full hour with her and tell a story of unconditional love unmatched in any that I've ever known. When my wife and I walked into that room for the very first time, it was as if we had entered into a sanctuary, a place where unconditional love had been being practiced. And I'll bring it around here as I speak to you this afternoon on the importance of this notion of unconditional love as one of the pathways that we have to go through on our way to mastery. And I was proud to write this book and have all of the profits and royalties and proceeds and everything go directly to them. And we're slowly helping to get her out of debt. But the most astonishing thing of all, and the part that they left out of the newspaper story, which I thought was interesting, was that she talks to and sees the Blessed Mother. And whether you believe it or not is not of any concern or relevance to her whatsoever. She feels the Blessed Mother is there with her. And there are people who have been in her presence who have been healed of tumors and things like this. And one of her kindergarten, she was a school teacher before her daughter went into the coma. And she had a kindergarten student. Her name was Joy. And Joy found out about what had happened many, many, many years later. She is now a mother of three children now. And two of them have cystic fibrosis and have been being treated for cystic fibrosis for 4 years. And one day, Kay told Joy, who has dedicated her life to helping Kay.